I was huffing and puffing. I ain't hear nobody crying about the AC though. My wife said, "Go make sure it's down." Ulysses, this coat, you got me freezing up in here. But man, it felt good to move and dance. This is what this feast day is about. It's about joy and getting ready ourselves and being excited, and because some things is about to happen. And not only this is serious. The Feast of Trumpets is serious because they got some things that's going to happen that we want people to be informed of. Because listen, the anti-Messiah, he's coming, and he's coming in glory and signs and wonders, and he's going to look just like Messiah, just like him. And if we don't know, they talking about unhitch from the Torah? No, we need the Torah. You talking about unhitch? I want the chains hooked to me. I want the latch with a lock on it. And ain't no unhitch from the Torah. We better stay hitched to the Torah as much as possible. But Feast of Trumpets, it's a day of shouting, a day of, you know, rejoicing, awakening. This is what they just saying. Wake up. Wake up. Let's get with it. So we're going to start. The Feast of Trumpets is one of our fall feasts. Hasn't been fulfilled. But we all know when we read scripture, you know, the spring feast, every last one of them, all four of them was fulfilled. We got three left that haven't been fulfilled. And guess what? He's going to fulfill them. Ain't no doubt in our minds that he will fulfill them. So we're going to go through this teaching right here this morning. Brother Herman kicked this thing off last night and it was wonderful. Some scriptures he read, man, while I was just sitting there, it was like, oh, boy, I wanted to add to it. I wanted to get up after him, really. It was just like bubbling. Especially that Joel 2. Man, when he read Joel 2, oh, man, it stirred waters up in me. It stirred waters. I ain't lying. But we're going to go through this, and we're going to take it. We're going to see exactly how this thing's going to unfold. We want people to know exactly what's going to take place as it happens. So the Feast of Trumpets is Yom Teruah. And this is how you know what Yom Teruah is here. When you see how you say it, brother? Yeah. When you see that little piece of the moon right there, that's when you know Yom Teruah is here. That little piece of the moon. That little light. I'm going to get caught up in trying to pronounce slither and sliver and all this good stuff. So this little light right here, that's how we talk down there. And it's the blowing of the trumpet. Isaac did a good job. And you think that's easy? I want to come up here and try it and see how you see how many times you try to get it right. But that was awesome. But that's, can you imagine? It says he's going to come with the trumpet of God. Can you imagine how that trumpet's going to sound? It ain't going to be no sputting. It's going to be clear and powerful. When they play that trumpet, it sends chills in your body. It really does. It makes the hair on your head stand up for some of us. Mine's is my arms. But it really does. It gives you goosebumps. And can you imagine what's going to happen when you hear this trumpet? Oh, man. It might make my hair grow. I don't know. But if it does, thank you, Lord. You're good to me. All right, we'll start with Colossians 2, 16, verse 17. Brother Herman read this last night, but it's such a powerful verse. It says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." And, you know, when they judge you of the new moons or the holy days, that's, you ain't got to do the Torah. You ain't got the Old Testament. That's judging you. He said, don't let them judge you. You keep it, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Messiah, which are a shadow of things to come. It's definitely coming. The law of the shadow exists until that which is pictures comes to pass. That's what the law of the shadow is. Until that which it pictures comes to pass. Luke 24, 44 through 45, it says, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets. Look where it's coming from. Which are written in the law of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. This is Yeshua. Concerning me. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. That we might understand. Lord, I thank you for opening up our understanding to your feast days, to your scriptures, to getting back to the Torah. That's the foundation. It's the foundation of this, of the scriptures laid out. Leviticus 23:1-2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which he shall proclaim to be holy conversation, even these are my feasts. Concerning the feast of Yahweh, he says, these are my feasts. You hear people, oh, that's for the Jews. Are y'all Jewish? That's why y'all doing that? No. We want, see the scriptures, how we're going to lay it out? We want people the way y'all can conversate with them at any time. You'll be able to go to them and say, no, that's not Jewish feast. The Lord said it's his, and we should keep them. Leviticus 23:23-25. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. A remark. We're rehearsing right here. We're just practicing for that day. A remark to remember what's coming. Ye shall do no civil work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. But I would not have you to be ignorant. Remember, Brother Herman referenced this last night. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with them. Don't be ignorant about the ones that's asleep. They're going to rise asleep. They are asleep. You know, they're not somewhere floating in the air or in heaven waiting for the resurrection. They're asleep. Don't be ignorant about that. He's warning us. For this we say unto you by the word of Yahweh, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Master shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Yom Teruah. With the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Don't you think that's going to be a big, to see dead people raised? Well, that's a big, big deal. I don't know about you, but that's something I want to see. You know, people saying, praying to get me out of here. I know this world's tough, but he's also said that those that endure to the end. I mean, if he sees so fit to let me see that, that's an honor to see dead people raised. I would love to see that. Love it. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Master in Jerusalem. Then we're going to be with him, but we will meet him in the air. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm comforting y'all with these words. That's what we're going to do. We're going to meet them in the air. The dead first, then us. If we're still here. Luke 21:25-27. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Can you imagine that? Listen to what he's saying. There will be signs in the sun and moon and the stars and upon the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Shall be shaken, not might be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Yom Teruah. Then shall we, what's our posture should be right now? Looking up. Yes. Looking up. Why? To see him coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Zechariah 14, 1 through 3. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house riffled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from that city, from the city. Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Listen, it's going to be all war against Israel. But he's saying, Yahweh is going to go forth and fight against those nations. Every last one of them that think they can take little bitty old Israel. That is his city. That's his. Zechariah 12, 9 through 10. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me with whom they have pierced. Looking up. Here he comes. They're going to be. Here's what he's saying. They're going to look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Matthew 23, 37 through 39. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. You're going to see these a couple of times. You're going to see these scriptures because you just have to, you have to read them a couple of times the way you can get it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophet and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. He wept over this city. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how are you killing the prophet? It's me. I'm here. Yet you're stoning them. And I tried time and time and time again to gather y'all and eat my wings, but ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate because you didn't obey. It's left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, look at this. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh, Yom Teruah. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Notice, these are the words of our master. Now, these are the words of Yeshua. Yom Teruah is a rehearsing of a Messiah's return. You know, and those that had been married, you know, you rehearse for this. You rehearse for that day that's coming when you get to be with him. So this is what we're doing. It's not we rehearse. We're preparing ourselves. You know, you just don't want to come up on the day and you're not going to know what to do. You're going to be looking around and you're going to be waiting for somebody else to clap or shout or look up. But no, you rehearse to where you get good at it. That way, when the time come, you're on point. You're on point. Leviticus 23:23-25. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. This is what a holy we gather together. We're doing this as a memorial to remember. Ye shall do no silver work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Yom Teruah is a reminder of the second coming of Yeshua Messiah. Yom Teruah is a reminder. That's what this is. He's coming. He's letting you know that I'm coming again. I came once, but I'm coming a second time for my bride. Listen, I'm coming for my bride. When you betroth to him, we're not married yet. We're telling him, I don't want nobody else. We're telling him, I don't need nobody else. We got single eye. We're having a single eye for him. Nobody can do you like you can do me, Lord. Nobody. Nobody can do me like you can do me. I don't want nobody. I don't need nobody else. All I want is you. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Master Yeshua, Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Listen, because this is powerful. Because, like I said, that anti-Messiah shall be shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us. Now listen, Paul is writing this to a letter right here to the Thessalonians. And he's telling them, if they was dealing with it back then, because they was taking letters and signing Paul's name on it, as if it was coming from them, from him. And he said, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Messiah is at hand. It was at hand back then. Just think how close it is now. If it was that, listen to what he's saying, though. He's telling them, back then he was dealing with that. Tell him, look, don't worry, the spirit's going to come. Powerful spirits. By word or by letter. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man, this is the anti-Messiah right here, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called Elohim. This is just one of the ways that you can tell, because he's wanting to bring all glory and praise to himself. Yeshua never did that. He always gave glory and honor to the Father. He never received glory and honor. He always gave it to the Father. But the anti-Messiah who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called Elohim. Remember, he wanted it in heaven. He wanted to take the throne. He wanted to be above God. He got cast down. Adam, same thing in the garden. He did it to Adam. He wanted Adam's the garden. He was wondering why God didn't give it to me. So he deceived Adam and Eve. And he's going to want to do it in Jerusalem. He's going to want that throne of David. He's going to want it. You can best believe he's going to do everything in his power to try to see. I'm going to read to you in Zechariah, 2/3 of the church. Not the world. 2/3 of the church. Only a third is going to be safe. Think about that. You think Yom Teruah is not serious? How would you know? You think keeping the Torah is not serious? 2/3 of the church? That's scary. Or that is worship, so that he, as Elohim, sitteth in the temple of Elohim, showing himself, that he is Elohim. It's going to be showing people themselves. Man, that's to deceive 2/3 of the church. Lord, listen. You can imagine people's going to be calling. Hey, y'all, come see. Just like when we had that thing in Port Sulphur. Remember that? I was in high school. I can't swear, but I'm telling you that when you would go to school, and I was in Port Sulphur. So I hope I don't offend none of my Port Sulphur people, but born and raised in Port Sulphur, some people up there is kind of knuckleheaded, a lot of them. But I tell you, it's like everybody got saved. When everybody was going to church, school was wonderful. You would have swear it was like the lion was laying with the lamb in Port Sulphur. And it was Oh, it was crazy. I'm telling you, people, oh, they loved you. It was nice and calm. But it didn't last long. Go find them now. Go find some of my high school students now. I can't run into one of them that's serving the Lord. And that's not even lying. Not one. But yet, boy, when they seen that sign, I went see it too one time. I mean, everybody was this big old thing. I don't even remember what was shining through the window. It was a cross, I think, or something. I don't remember. I think it was a cross. But, man, I'm talking about, boy, they was flocking to the church. Now they're running the opposite way of it. 2 Peter 3, 9 through 18. Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Can you imagine? Because, listen, this is Peter. So all that time, now here we are 2,000 some years ago, but he's telling, he's warning us. He's not slacking his promise. His promise is, I'm going to come for y'all. Just hold on, endure, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank you, you haven't come yet. Thank you. Could you imagine, 10 years ago, if you would have came, I would have missed you. I would have missed you. Not willing that any should perish. He's holding on as long as he's could, as he could. He's telling us, look, Yom Teruah, we need to be shouting to the people, letting them know, listen, this is, we got 10 days coming of all. You got 10 days of repentance. He don't want none to perish. He's, I tell you, he's holding on as much as he could. He said, I want none to perish, all to come to repentance. Remember, Christ died for the whole world. But the day of Yahweh, Yom Teruah, will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and piety, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of Yahweh, Yom Teruah, looking for and hasting for the coming of that day, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The elements shall melt with fervent heat? Question. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace. With, look, that song is perfect. Without spot and blemish. I mean, blameless. Without spot and blameless. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back. And account that the long suffering of our master is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom giving unto him, had written unto you. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom giving unto him, had written unto you. As also in all his epistles in speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understood, which they that are learned and unstable rest, mean unstable, they unlearn and twisted the scripture, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. When you don't know the Torah, that's what you do. You take scriptures and you twist it a little bit and you say, well, this is what this means or this is what I think it is. No, go back, read it slow, read it carefully. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, the lawless one. The wicked, that's the lawless one right there. Be aware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yeshua Messiah. Grow in whose knowledge? Hit the Master, Yeshua Messiah. You think understanding the words of Jesus is important? Huh? That is so important. You know, I was thinking about who was eating in the restaurant one morning. Pastor, I think Brother Scott was there, and one of the guys from that we know, a minister, pastor asked him a question if he ever went through the whole words of Jesus. And he said, I don't think anybody did. Well, pastor said, I have. I mean, then it's like the man disappeared from the restaurant for about a month. He wouldn't come back. I don't know if he was scared. Pastor was in there every morning or what, but he was like, Brother Scott called him and said, hey, man, where you? Josh been missing you. Where you been at? I've been busy, this and that. Oh, man, listen, get into it. It's not to offend nobody. You know, if we can't talk Bible, then something's, as a believer, something's wrong. You know, but what he was just trying to say is, listen, it's important that we get back to going through his words. It's very important that you understand the words of Jesus. And I don't know, maybe he took it the wrong way. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:5-17. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Question. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Who might be revealed in his time? The anti-Messiah. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. It was already back then. The mystery of iniquity was already in the play. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. Until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the master shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. It's the anti-Messiah. He's not Satan. He's the son of Satan. Look what he's coming with. All powers and signs and lying and wonders. You think 2/3 of the church ain't going to be deceived? If we're not back in Torah, how will we know? How will we know? We're going to fall to deception just like them. This is why we're doing Yom Teruah. This is why we're keeping the feast days. It tells us about his coming, who, what to look for, the signs and wonders to look for, because he's coming with some power signs and lying wonders. The deception is real. It's real. And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. Why? Why they perish? Because they receive not the love. You got to love the truth. You got to love it. The truth hurts, but guess what? You move on. You still got to love it. I'd rather somebody tell me the truth and be truthful to me than lie to me or give me what my itchy ears want to hear and lead me into deception. I want the truth. If the truth hurts, then I mean I got some adjustment to do in my life. I got to adjust some things. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong delusion. Okay, go ahead. Y'all don't want to listen? Can you imagine Elohim sending them strong delusion? That they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to Elohim for you, brethren, beloved of the Master, because Elohim had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Because Elohim had from the beginning chosen us to salvation, through sanctification of the spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by your good news, by our good news, to the obtaining of the glory of our master Yeshua Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Stand fast, holding the traditions, not the traditions of men. Holding on to the traditions, whether it was taught by word or by an epistle. Now our master Yeshua Messiah himself and Yahweh, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort our hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Comfort our hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Look what he's given us, everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Daniel 11, 36 through 37. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself, talking about the anti-Messiah. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every El. And shall speak marvelous things against the El of Els. He's going to speak marvelous things of Elohim above the other Els. And shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the Elohim of his fathers, nor the desires of women, nor regard any Eloah, for he shall magnify himself above all. He's going to regard everything. He's going to bash Yahweh. He's going to bash him. He had no desire. He can care less how he's going to hurt women, men, children. It doesn't matter to him. Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. This 1 week right here is 7 years. And in the midst, that's the 3.5. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the obligation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Even until the consumption and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Where I'm reading this at, by the way, in Daniel, in the Old Testament, that they want us to get away from, on an unhitch from. How will we know? How will we know who's who if we don't have this? For 1 week, that's 7 years, and in the midst, 3.5 years, it's going to be rough. It's going to be bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be tough. But listen, Matthew 24, listen to the words of our master, 15 through 22. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, which we just read, the prophet, stand in the holy place. That's the anti-Messiah, the abomination of desolation. When you see him standing in the holy place, whoso read it, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. You don't think it's going to be bad? He's telling you. When you see this in there, run. Get out of there. Flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field turn back to take his clothes. He's telling you, you're not going to have time to do that. That's what he's telling you. He's not going to have time to do that. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. What a warning. He's warning us. It's going to be rough. That's what he's telling us right here. It's going to be serious. Serious. But listen to what he says. Pray. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For then, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect, that's that one third, sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Zechariah 13, 7 through 9. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith Yahweh of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Talking about Yeshua right here. You smite that shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Two thirds going to be cut off and die. Again, just think about that. Of the whole church in general, two thirds, only one third is left therein. But listen what he says. And I will bring the third part through the fire. I will bring the third part through those 3.5 years of trouble and heartache and tribulation and worry and scared and just all. He said, I will bring them through that. He calls it the fire. Anybody ever walk through fire? Try it and then come back and tell me how it feels. He said, I will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, that's my people. That's my people praying, calling me. I hear them. And they shall say, Yahweh. And we shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim. He's my El Shaddai. Zechariah 12, 1 through 10. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, say it Yahweh, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundations of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege boat against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith Yahweh, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the ark, as the angel of Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will seek to destroy them all. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness of his firstborn. We're going to look upon him. Matthew 23, again, 37 through 39. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth until they shall say, Yom Teruah, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Psalms 118, 26. And this is what Yeshua was referring to. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Immediately after the tribulation. Ain't that right there just wipes out the whole, you know, left behind series. It's craziness. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, in Yom Teruah. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Where he's coming from? The clouds of heaven. He's not going to be in Jerusalem and say, hey, this is me over here. Come and see me. This is where I'm at. No, every eye will see. When that trumpet sound, every eye will see. He's coming from heaven, the clouds of heaven. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. That one third, they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yeshua. It's a qualification. You know, not that right there tell you. So them also which sleep in Yeshua. Not everybody that went to sleep is in Yeshua. But you go to a funeral and everybody makes heaven. But that's not what the scripture says. It's not what the scripture says at all. And funerals is hard to do. If you haven't did one, try preaching one. It's very difficult. Because people don't want to hear that. They don't want the truth. That's the problem. They don't want the truth. Which sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him? For this we say unto you by the word of Yahweh, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Master shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. The dead in Messiah. With the trump of Elohim. Wow, I can't wait to hear that trump. Can't wait. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Master. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Isaiah 58:1. And this is the last slide. And listen. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. This is what we should be doing. We should be crying aloud, sparing not our voice. We should be lifting it up to the people, letting them know, man, hey, repent. You got to repent. And show my people, show them their transgressions. You know, they might get offended, though. That's the problem. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, we're going to be held accountable if we're not doing it. And I don't want to be held accountable because I'm worrying about if they not going to like me no more, or if they, you know, unfriend me or whatever. In the house of Jacob, their sins. But you worry about those things, you know. You worry about, because deep down inside, you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You don't want nobody to dislike you. But, I mean, if they're going to dislike you because of the truth, then they might as well dislike. I read them dislike me because of the truth, then them dislike me for not telling them the truth. But that's what we should be doing. We should be like a trumpet, lifting up our voice at this time right now, telling them, hey, man, we got to get it. We got to get it. Yom Teruah is here. We got some repenting to do. And as a believer, that should be our posture. You know, we should be repenting. And the house of Jacob, their sins. And that's the Feast of Trumpets, the short version. There's so many more slides. I mean, scriptures that you can tie into this. And I'm telling you, you can dig. Take what we gave, and I promise you, you can go over this, familiarize yourself with it, and you can have a conversation with anybody. You'll be able to explain this. And that's what we want. You know, we want people not to be ill-informed. You know, we want you to be aware of what's going to take place, or what's coming. This thing that's going to happen, because it's going to happen. The abomination of desolations. Listen, anti-Messiah. Let that sink in. Messiah. Anti-Messiah. He's going to be so close to our master that it's really going to deceive a lot of people. You believe the scripture. The scripture says two-thirds. That's a lot. Two-thirds? That's over half. So we got to get this right. This, you know, this Feast of Trumpets, our feast, this, it's not a joke. This is the alarm is sounding for a reason. Awake. Awake. Let's get ready, because it's about to happen. Amen. So thank y'all for coming out this morning. I sure do appreciate seeing everybody. And let's not forget, though, we got